So this day four. Did I say day four? Week four. Or the leading of the Spirit. We are looking at following the inward witness, right? And funny enough, we've not gotten to the inward witness. We'll get there today. We'll stay there today. We'll get to look at it again before. We'll get to look at the inward witness again before our Believers' Convention in December. Again, we'll get to look at it again. Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, say, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, say, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, quickly, we said Jesus gave the task of raising disciples, gave them a task of raising disciples. We can put it today now in the words of, he gave us the task of raising disciples. And in doing that, he tells us how that should be done, which is teaching them, right? And also gave what the curriculum of discipleship should be. Hallelujah. Give what the curriculum should be, and the curriculum will be what? Teaching them what he has commanded them, and what he has commanded them will be the indwelling, right? Concerning the indwelling, that's what we said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We said the indwelling is the leading. The indwelling is the leading. Romans 8:14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, he said they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, by the indwelling. So that indwelling is called the leading of the Spirit. So we have, as part of the curriculum of discipleship, the leading of the Spirit. So that's why we teach the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because Jesus asked that we should teach the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, quickly. So what we teach in discipleship as indwelling is already the reality of the believer. We said that, right? We spoke about the reality of the believer. The reality of the indwelling is already the reality of the believer. His sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His sins are forgiven. He is righteous. He is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You could say he is the righteousness of Abraham. Glory to God. Right? Glory to God. You could say that. Hallelujah. He has eternal life in him. The reality of the believer. Glory to God. So what we teach is the reality of the believer. So what is taught, since it's the reality of the believer, we'll call it the spirit information, right? Explained. So the reason why we teach is so that it will be explained for the mind to comprehend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the same way too, when we teach concerning the leading of the Spirit, it's not because we are not being led. No. It's not because we want to now start, or we want to, or we are teaching so that God can now start leading us. No. Hallelujah. It's already the reality of the believer that the believer is well led. Glory to God. So we teach so that the mind can acknowledge, recognize, grasp what the leading is. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? And the mind will understand what the leading is. It's not that we are not being led. No, we are being led. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In 1 Corinthians 2:12. 1 Corinthians 2:12. He said, now we'll receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know those things that are freely given to us by God. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, we'll receive not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is from God. So the man born again, the spirit of the man born again is the spirit of God. Do you understand me? It's the spirit of God. Am I there? Are you following me? The spirit of the man born again is the spirit of God. So when we consider the church at Corinth, he calls them spiritual. Right? That is who we are in Christ. Spiritual. He said, he told them, Paul told them that they've received the Spirit. Chapter 2, verse 12. But yet in chapter 3, verse 1, he said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. He calls them carnal. He calls them carnal, as unto babes in Christ. He calls them carnal. He said what he will use for mere men in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. A man without no spirit. So he calls them carnal. Why? He says because of their conduct. Say, I fed you with milk and not with strong food. Say, hitherto you have not been able. Say, hitherto you are not able to receive it. Not and even now you are not still able. For say, for you are still carnal. For where there is strife, envy. Say, are you not carnal and walk like mere men? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Very important. Paul called them mere men, not because they don't have the Holy Ghost. Remember, the Holy Ghost is their present now reality, is their present now reality. But he calls them carnal, he calls them mere men because of their conduct. Hallelujah. It's not because they don't have the Holy Ghost. Remember, he uses that word mere man for a man that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, meaning their conduct was like a man who is not born again. Hallelujah. And he mentioned the reason for that. He said they had strife, they had envy. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he in that same chapter 3 verse 16, chapter 6 verse 11, and chapter 6 verse 19 will tell them that the Holy Ghost dwells in them. He will tell them that they are sanctified. I hear me. Now, though their conduct was like this, Paul still went ahead to inform them what their reality is. Hallelujah. I hear that. This is who you are. Irrespective of your conduct, this is what has taken place. The Spirit of God dwells in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, I remember years back somebody ran to meet me and said, this person, talking about somebody close to me, and said, this person has gone to club. You know, wanted me to be angry and mad. Though I was angry and mad at the person when I met the person, hallelujah. But when I got that information, you know what I said? I said, even while he or she is in the club, the Holy Ghost dwells in her. Do you understand? That is the reality. Do you understand me? So, you know, no matter how a believer has done something wrong, there are ways you address the believer. Do you understand me? Yeah. You want to address a believer, even in his wrong deeds, you cannot say, see, the Holy Ghost, that's why the Holy Ghost hates you. That's the wrong statement to make. Hallelujah. Because that is the reality of the believer. Inasmuch as the believer is behaving like a carnal man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see a believer smoking shisha. You say, the Holy Ghost has left you. You are heretic once you get there. Once you say such a word. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Except the person is not born again. The Holy Ghost was never there, so he wouldn't have left. Glory to God. But once the person is born again, he is not a false brethren. Okay? I don't know why I'm going the line of false brethren, but we'll get to talk about false brethren. Hallelujah. And false Christians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But as long as the person is born again, the Holy Ghost lives in him or her. But his conduct is like that of a mere man. Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? So even in correcting an erring brother, there are some words you don't use. In correcting an erring brethren, there are words you don't use. You don't use words like, your sins can never be forgiven. See, this one you have done. You have crossed the line. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Christianity, we don't pray for forgiveness of sins. No, we have received the forgiveness of sins in the new birth. Are you hearing me? We have received the forgiveness of sins in the new birth. The indwelling is the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. We don't pray to God to give us or to forgive our sins. No. We don't seek out for it. No. We don't seek out for pardon. We've received it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. So, Paul, I'm already going into matters in Corinth again, but we are back. Hallelujah. We are back. Glory to God. So, Paul reminded them of who they are. Hallelujah. Why were they acting contrary to this reality? That would be the question, right? Why were they acting contrary? Why did they act that way? It is because the mind is very vital in following the leading. So, what Paul will do is that Paul will bring forth the spirit information so that their mind will comprehend it. Are you hearing me? Their mind is very vital in following the leading of the spirit. Your mind is vital. Remember last week we said you cannot walk in the supernatural in absentia, right? We said that last time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you need your mind. Your mind is where the leading is needed. The leading is not needed in your spirit. Because your spirit, you understand? Because the leading of God's spirit, or the leading of God is in your spirit. So, the leading is not needed in your spirit. No, it's in your mind. Are you hearing me? The leading is needed in the mind. Look at Romans chapter 12 quickly. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Your bodies as a living sacrifice. He says, holy and acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world. He says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that thou mayest prove what is the good, acceptable and the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't be conformed to this world. It implies do not copy their mode of operations, their ways and their activities. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't be, that word conformed, the word that has to do with, don't be fashioned like this world. Don't be fashioned like this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, for we believers, all that is not all that there is. For we believers. But for the world, all that they see is all that there is. Glory to God. So we are not fashioned like the world. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. We'll get there. We'll get there shortly. Glory to God. He said, don't be conformed to this world. He said, but be transformed. That's the word metamorpho. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. He said, that thou mayest prove. Now that word proof is the word that implies to approve. To vet. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That thou mayest prove what is that which is good. King Hegel will call it that which is permissible. The permissible will. Hallelujah. That which is good, acceptable and the perfect will of God. It means your mind is needed in knowing the will of God.
Hallelujah. That's what Paul shows us. Hallelujah. Say, be troubled by the ruin of your mind. The ruin of the mind is from inside out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your mind, our mind is renewed from inside out. Now, that inside out, will you also include information that is already written?
Yes.
Because those informations written are where? Spirit information, right? Glory to God. And that information is called what? Revelation to the mind. Hallelujah. That information is called revelation to the mind. Glory to God. So, the mind is an important resource that belongs to man. It's very important. Because any information that gets to the mind will tell how a man will react, even in his Christian walk. Not say, man, it's not that we are saying, no, just allow it. I know my mind will sieve it. Glory to God. Your mind is not a shifter. The Lord is watching you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in that Romans 12, when he says don't be conformed to this world, since Paul said don't be conformed to this world, it means I can be conformed to the world. Though with the Holy Ghost, with all the leading of God in my spirit, it is possible that I can be conformed to this world. It's possible that I can. So being born again is not an immunity to lose God. Do you understand? It's not an immunity to lose God on your mind. No! No! Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Are you following me? Hallelujah. In as much as we don't like the leading, yet a man can live all his life not following God's will for his life. A man can live all his life. A man can pursue or can live his whole life without following God's plan, without following God's purpose for his life, without fulfilling it, without even knowing it. And God's will, plan, and purpose for the man's life is all in the Spirit, which he has received. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be pitiable? It will be pitiable. Can that happen? Emphatically, yes. A man can live born again, tongue talking. He can live all his life conformed to the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how can he do that if his mind is not renewed concerning the information, concerning the leading available in his spirit? So this is the reason why we teach. This is the reason why we teach, that the mind will grasp the information as revelation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is why we teach. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, Paul said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God. He said to the pulling down of struggle, casting down imagination, bringing into submission every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. He said, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. You know, the weapons is referring to here are not arrows that fly in the night. No. The weapons is referring to here, if you read in context of verse 1, is referring to the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. He calls the preaching of the gospel in context the weapons. Hallelujah. And if you look at that chapter 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 4, the focus is where? The mind. The focus is where? The mind. Hallelujah. That is where the focus is. That is where the focus is. It's the mind. Glory to God. So the mind is important as we follow up, as we recognize
and follow the leading of the Spirit.
So last week we said the revelation gift, the utterance gift, right? Review facts, right? We said the review facts concerning the leading. They review facts, but they are not the leading.
But sir, you told us
that's where we are growing. Hallelujah. That's how we are learning. Hallelujah. So they review, but they are not the leading. They only review facts. And we saw examples, right? We saw examples last week. Acts of Apostles chapter 11, verse 27, Agabus. When by prophecy, he spoke about what the famine that would be in the land, right? Hallelujah. And we now saw that the disciples determined to send relief materials to where? To Jerusalem. Now, listen. The disciples sending material to Jerusalem is the leading. Are you hearing me? Now, that would not be part of, I know, because Luke would have written it down for us. It was not part of what Agabus showed them. It was something that happened afterwards. Are you hearing me? Of what happened afterwards that they have to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Acts 20:23, Paul showed or consented to the fact that there were utterances about his going to Jerusalem. He says, the Holy Ghost bearing witness that what bonds, chains await me were in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Agabus 2 in chapter 21 verse 11 took Paul's belt and tied his hand. He said, so shall the owner of this belt be what they bound in Jerusalem. So you see utterances. And we said that those utterances reveal the fact of what will happen to Paul in Jerusalem. But that was not the leading. Are you hearing that? They only review facts. And in our message on pneumaticals, we said it, right? We said it there. Glory to God. That the revelation gift review facts, right? Review facts. Hallelujah. Of things that have happened and things that will happen, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we said also that the primary way we are led as believers is from within. We are led as believers from within. Because we'll get to see now, did Agabus speak by the Holy Ghost? He did, right? Right? If you read chapter 21 of Acts, that should be verses, is that 12 or 13? But let me look at it quickly. Let me quickly get that out for us. Okay, verses 12 into 13. And when we heard these things, both we and those that, from that place, pleaded with him not to go up to Jerusalem. Did you get that? Now they heard, verse 13. Then Paul answered, what do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem. Now, two things. I wanted to get this because we're coming here shortly. Did those brethren speak by the Holy Ghost? They spoke by the Holy Ghost. Did they lie? They didn't lie. But Paul also said the Spirit bid him to go. Hallelujah. You need to separate verses 11 from verses 12. Okay, I don't have this in my notes, but let's look at it. Look at verses 11. Look at verses 12. Verses 11 was the prophecy, the utterance by who? By Agabus, right? Are you there? Agabus gave a prophecy. And this is what will happen. Verses 12. When we heard, who heard?
the brethren's head. Hallelujah. What did they do? They began to give counsel. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Because of what? They like Paul. But look at what Paul said in chapter 20, verse 23. He says, verse 22. He said, and see now, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem. That word bound is the word, I go compelled in the spirit. You know, some people say, but the Holy Ghost said, but the Holy Ghost said, bones are awaiting you. How come the Holy Ghost is telling you to go? Is there a conflict there? There is no conflict. Then we'll get to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul followed what? The inward witness. And the inward witness asked him to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We could look at verses 12 as man or the mind trying to interpret the spirit's words of chapter 21. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So let's go ahead. Let's move ahead. We have a lot to cover today. Hallelujah. Where were we? We were here. Okay. So the primary way we are led is from within. God leads us by His Spirit in us. He said, we've received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is from God, that we will know what is really given to us of God. That's how God leads us. Hallelujah. That we would know what is really given to us of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So from the scriptures, we would know how God leads us from within. No, remember the scriptures are what spirit information, right? Written for the mind to comprehend, right? Hallelujah. So meaning by reading the scriptures, we would know how God leads us. Hallelujah. We have such information from the scriptures. So we can read the scriptures and we'll see how God leads us from within. Glory to God. We'll see how God leads us from within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, where will now have a little bit of friction, let me call it friction, for some people, is how to differentiate between the spirit and their mind speaking. We spoke about this last week, right? 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 We looked at it last week. How to differentiate. Remember, we said the mind does not interpret. The mind does not interpret scriptures. No, the mind doesn't. In fact, the mind does not interpret. Rather, the mind receives the interpretation or receives the spirit's interpretation from within. Hallelujah. The mind doesn't interpret. No, it doesn't. And what we must understand first is that man is a spirit. Are you hearing me? Man is a spirit. The soul is his possession, the mind is his possession, and the body is his dwelling place. We must never forget this. So, the body will act with the information or understanding available into the mind. Are you hearing me? What the body does is, the body is role-playing what is in the mind. Pastor Shaggy will call the body the genitor. It will role-play what is in the mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the feelings in the body is to the extent in which the mind operates. You understand? The feelings in the body is to the extent in which the mind operates. We'll get to look at that soon. Hallelujah. Never lose sight that man is a spirit. Man is a spirit that has a soul. Now, the soul and the spirit are in the same place. And that is why we have people confusing, is it the Holy Ghost that is telling me or is it my mind that is telling me? Because the mind and the spirit are in the same place. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. There are people that have that confusion. Is it my mind that is talking or is it the spirit that is talking? That issue will be solved today in the name of Jesus. I know we don't have it yet. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow, so many people that will be listening to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the mind and the spirit are in the same place. And that is why a whole lot of people have that issue. Glory to God. So, because you cannot have the spirit without the mind. You know, let me pause a little bit. Let's go a little route out of it. Years back, we used to think if a man dies, the spirit goes to heaven, the body stays on the earth, and then the mind wanders away. Just be wandering. Have you not heard that before? The mind will just be wandering around. Glory to God. But you know, the mind, you cannot have the spirit. You cannot have the spirit without the mind. Hallelujah. That's very simple. Jesus, you know, how somebody brought my attention to that was Jesus' parable concerning the rich man and Lazarus. Hallelujah. And when Abraham was to speak to the guy, he said, remember. Oh, so could remember. Hallelujah. Remember. You know, they're in the same place. Hallelujah. You can't have the spirit without the mind. Hallelujah. And the mind cannot be without the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mind cannot be without the spirit. But the same way too. But informations doesn't always get to the mind from the spirit alone. Do you understand? Remember, I told you what a lecturer calls the mind. He calls it the central processing unit. Hallelujah. The same way you can't have, you know, you can't have the mind without the spirit. Right? Now, yeah, there's no mind without the spirit. Are you hearing me? There's no mind without the spirit. Hallelujah. So, but information doesn't get to the mind from the spirit alone. Do you not see where the crux is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10. He says, I have not seen. I have not seen, he has not heard. Say, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Did you see? He mentions the three vital point in which information flows into the mind. They say the eyes, the ears, and the heart. Did you get that? The eyes, the ears, and the heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So these are the three vital ways a man gets information, or the mind receives information. And I imagine a man is without the Holy Ghost. How can you go and seek counsel from a man that is without the Holy Ghost? How can you seek counsel from a man that doesn't have the Holy Ghost? Glory to God. The scripture warns us against that, right? Yeah. Glory to God. So Paul shows us the three channels in which information gets to the mind. So this is the reason why a believer must guide This is the reason why a believer must guide and watch the information he exposes his mind to. Listen, this is the reason why the believer must guide the information he exposes his mind to. You must guide the information you expose your mind to. It's not every news flying you should seek to follow. Don't seek to follow every news flying. Hallelujah. You don't seek to follow every news flying. Glory to God. This is also the reason why a believer must be careful of visions and dreams. Must be careful of visions and dreams. Because they are most often information we have stored up in our minds, replaying itself in pictures. The pictures will not be how the mind captured it. Hallelujah. Most times what people have as dreams will be information stored up in the mind, replaying itself in pictures. And that picture will not be how their mind captures it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, let me say something. It happened a few days ago. I had a wonderful dream. And then I woke up. I was like, where did I get this information from? Because I knew, Where did I get it? And I discovered that someone just said that thing to me, passing by, like 3 days back. You understand? I'm like, these are, look at how the mind works. 3 days back, somebody said it passing by. And I dreamt it. So some unserious people now said, the Lord showed me a vision. The Lord only vision he showed you. It's vision. You understand? So you've got to be careful of dreams. But I heard this on Parashah, they say you be careful of people who always have dreams. Seriously. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be careful. Hallelujah. Remember I showed us something last week. We don't have anything to do with. Okay. I showed us something about it last week, right? Yeah, I showed you some things about dreams last week. So be careful of those who have dreams. Glory to God. And you too, be careful of your dreams. So you see, imagine imagine I didn't allow or I didn't see what this person said was passing by. I didn't even pick it, I didn't even think about it. So imagine I didn't hear it at all. But I've had a peaceful dream. Yes, sleep peacefully. I wake up peacefully. Do you understand? Glory to God. So now the way the mind will now capture it. You will now have it as in pictures. Now how you now see the pictures will now be how your mind sees the information. Do you understand me? So that means I could say something now. A news could fly now and everybody will have the same dream in different fashion. Because we received it, we pictured it in our mind in different ways. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we said last week, okay, I have it here. We said last week that this is the least way God communicates to us in the epistles. The least. In fact, we could count the amount of times instructions was given via dreams. Count the amount of times. Someone say, you could say this and somebody will just look at them and say, but Paul's ministry was gotten via vision. You're not well. You're not well. Go and read well. How are you doing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Help me to stop using that word. You are not well. was listening to one a message or rather, and I said it like 5 times.
I'm going to stop it. I'm consciously stop it. Hallelujah. Okay. So, and when you look at those, if you look at those who had dreams, was to be from scriptures, the few we have, the few, if at the, I can't even call it few, the little we have, you know, hallelujah. If you look at the book of Acts, how did God speak to them all through the book of Acts? Let us know how many of us have read the book of Acts. We are what? Utterance. We are utterance. Primarily, that is how God leads the local church. Utterance. Hierarchy. Utterance. You find? I had a dream. No. Hallelujah. So, the little we have, in fact, the one true we have, was as a result of the fact that if you watch, listen carefully, if you read carefully, you, in context, you will see that those things that later were played as a dream or a vision was things that were said to them. But they didn't grab it. You understand? They didn't walk in it. So, most times, those dreams we have recorded was as a result of what? Disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The result of disobedience. Not listening to what? Utterance. Not following utterance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, so how did we get to all this? The mind, right? The cross. That was how we got it. The friction. Right? Okay. So, how do we know the mind is speaking? What we said, with my example, you know, when the mind is communicating, you could track it. Hallelujah. You could track that information, you know, you could track that thing, that information to something around. Hallelujah. You can trace the information to people or events around. Hallelujah. You could know the source of the information. You know? Hallelujah. You know? The reason why I have this is my mind. Because this person has said this thing like this, and you just replay it. You understand me? Hallelujah. You could be able to know the source of the information. Because the mind functions with logic. Also know the mind functions with logic. You know, if you're not logical, you're not intelligent. Hallelujah. So, intelligent people are logical people. Hope you know that. So the mind functions with logic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Functions with logic. So, most times, so how you know is your mind? It's logical. You could trace the information to something. Do you understand me? Sometimes people will not bring out fleeces. If it is the Lord, let this thing happen. I want to know the Lord by faith. Hallelujah. You begin to guess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When such happens, knows it is the mind. Know it's the mind. Know the mind is already reacting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can even get information from the spirit. And then, because the mind works logically, you know, we tell you, okay, let's know if it is God. If water comes out from this AC is God, you're not there. Is your mind, just know that your mind has taken over the conversation. Hallelujah. Your mind is taking over. Hallelujah. Remember we said the mind does not interpret, right? Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you allow your mind to interpret, you have options. You say, sometimes I don't know if it is God. One spirit is telling me do, another spirit is telling me don't. You just hear and hear. Is it up or down? Up or down? That will mean many, many more. Father has a donkey. That is, it is what happened to you. So that when you choose anyone, it will be well with your mind. That is logic.
Understand? Are you following that? When you have such options, I heard this from Pastor Shego, that was early this year. He said, when you have options in your mind, none of it is of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. None of it is from the Holy Ghost. None. Hallelujah. None. I will get to see why. Hallelujah. When you begin to have option, should I not? Just should nothing. Just continue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just continue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So people, it's when it's time to choose a life partner. You have been getting close to Sister A. I don't know why. Wait, is it because I'm a brother? Okay, let me use sister today. I want to say sister. There's Brother A. And you know Brother A for a while. Always have to make a choice. They want Brother B in Anke. Everything that is in your heart desire, you see in Brother B. You didn't see in Brother A. Hallelujah. Now you don't want to make a choice. It should be. Now be walking mass. When I be walking mass. Hallelujah. Maybe Brother A is fervent in the spirit. Brother B now showed up. Showed up from Arabia. They said, no, it's all about the word. Brother A is the printer. Call you. Brother B is all about the word. It's all about the word. It's the word. It's the word. So now your heart is now between the two. This one is prayer. This one is the word. And you need to balance the two. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now you are now having... You are now plotting the map.
No problem.
Hallelujah. At that point, move ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Move ahead. Glory to God. We'll get there. That's why I said... Last week, we used 1 hour 45 minutes. So this week, we might get to 2 hours plus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll get there. We'll get to touch some practical things. And then continue in December. Hallelujah. We'll get to touch some practical things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you have conflicting options, many a times in decision making, just give it a while. Hallelujah. Give it a while. Don't even think about it again. Just allow it. You know, time reveals. Time reveals. And as a child of God, you must understand patience is a virtue. Hallelujah. So it's good to note that logic is how the mind functions. Hallelujah. Logic. So when we begin to have should I know, just should nothing. Logic of the mind. Because if it is from the spirit, it's going to be absolute. Absolute light. Absolute. The spirit speaks expressly. 1 Timothy 4:1. It says the spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days. Do you understand me? That in the latter times. The spirit speaks expressly. Actions of the spirit, he speaks expressly. When he speaks, there is no atom of doubt at all. Hallelujah. You don't have an atom of doubt at all. Glory to God. It is clear and it stands out. When the spirit speaks, does not allow for contrary opinions. You don't have contrary opinions. No, it's express. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the mind functions with logic. The spirit doesn't. The spirit functions by intuition. Intuition means it is without need for conscious reasoning. You just get it. Hallelujah. And the source cannot be traced. Hallelujah. It just drops. By intuition. Bah. No conscious reasoning. Hallelujah. Cannot be traced. No previous activities or information around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see some things about us, about the Spirit. Romans 8:15. We'll start from verse 14. Romans 8:14 into 16.
It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Hallelujah. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It says, look at that 15. "For we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Hallelujah. The Spirit cries out. The Spirit cries. Our Spirit cries. Hallelujah. That word cries shows an emotional expression. Shows an emotional expression. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whose emotions? The emotions of God are the emotions of our spirit. Hallelujah. The emotions of God flows into our spirit effortlessly. The emotions of God are seen in our spirit. You know, remember, you will have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Verse 16 now said, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit. That word bears witness is the word so material. It means an evidence. Bears a joint evidence. Hallelujah. An evidence. Meaning what we've received is the evidence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now it is this evidence that we call the inward witness. The inward evidence. Hallelujah. This is what we call the inward evidence. That's what you receive, the inward evidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember we said that the things of God are known to our spirit. They are all known to our spirit. Our spirit knows the things of God. Our spirit knows the plan, the purpose, and the provisions of God for us. Hallelujah. You say, my spirit knows the plans, the purpose, and the provisions of God for me. For me. My spirit knows God's plans, purposes, and provisions for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you now look at that word closely, you discover that that spirit is you. Glory to God. So you can say, I know God's plans, God's purposes, God's provision for me. For me. I don't lack. I don't walk in confusion. I don't lack. I don't lack direction. I don't lack direction. Hallelujah. I know what to do. I know how to do. When to do. Hallelujah. There's no confusion. Glory to God. There's no confusion with me. There's no confusion with me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that said, Pastor Shegu would define the inward witness as the witness of, he calls it the witness of the, or he calls it the witness of the spirit of the man born again. He calls the inward witness the witness of the spirit of the man born again, which approves, refutes, accepts, or rejects based on fact it is exposed to it rather. Hallelujah. He calls it the witness of the spirit of the man born again, which accepts or endorses, it approves or endorses, refutes, accepts or rejects based on the fact it is exposed to or exposed to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the inward witness is
what it does is that the word it endorses, right? And remember, we just said earlier that the Spirit cries.
What?
The Spirit cries. And we said it is an what? Is an emotional expression. Glory to God. So we can say the inward witness is the expression or the emotions of the Spirit of God. The inward witness is the emotions, the expressions of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, the approval, the endorsement, the approval, the refuting, or the disapproval is usually via expressions.
Do you understand?
Via expressions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's via expressions. It's via expressions. 1 Corinthians 6:16. He says, 1 Corinthians 6:16. Yes. He said, he that is joined with an harlot is one spirit with her. Is one body with her, right? But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So to be joined to a harlot is one body with her. To be joined to the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. We are one spirit with God. Hallelujah. You say to yourself, I want spirit with God. The thought of God flows into our spirits. You get that? The thought of God flows into our spirit effortlessly. You know, his thoughts are not different from our thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unlike Isaiah that said, his thoughts are farther than our thoughts. His ways farther than our ways. No, his thoughts aren't. Was Isaiah lying? No, Isaiah was not lying. But Isaiah was speaking to the rebellious man, reading context. Hallelujah. We are not rebellious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his thoughts are our thoughts. His thoughts flows. I mean, his thoughts flows into our spirit effortlessly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And our spirit expresses it in emotions. Expresses it in emotions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we can therefore expound that definition we have to mean that the inward witness are expressions of our spiritual emotions to the fact it is exposed to. Did you get that? The inward witness are expressions of our spiritual emotions to the fact it is exposed to. To the fact it is exposed to. Remember, the inward witness is the mind of God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? The mind. So, the inward witness are expressions of our spiritual emotions to the fact it is exposed to. Generally, we know that emotions react to facts. Hope you know that. Emotions react to facts. When I give you a car key, you jump. Woo! Right? You will not even know where it shall go. emotions. You remember one day, we were going to check results. My school, the post results. So, guys, we're going to check results. Some guy just jump past us. Yeah, we don't pass. We don't go check. So they were rushing to go and check. So me, I'm just bouncing. I just know how to walk slowly. I'm just walking slowly. I know I will make it. I know. So those guys, everyone was just jumping, rushing there. They were coming back, their mood changed. Yeah, how was the result? What did you score? Just look at me. That result is EFCC. You know, when they say a result is EFCC? Meaning you can count the amount of B's and A's in the result. Maybe like 2 B's and 1 A. So the rest is EFCC. So the guy was like, but that result, yeah. Guarantee you get that. Guy, my mood don't change. Their mood got spoiled because of what result. They were jumping there.
But the moment they saw the facts, emotions changed. Generally, emotions react to facts. Hallelujah. Did you get that? That's why you could see somebody angry, and within 2 minutes, the person jumps up and leaps up. Because if you listen carefully, a fact has been exposed to that person. Do you understand me? So emotions, our emotions react to facts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you ever seen somebody that is angry before? And even a guy just showed up and kneeled down one knee and just in the rain. Water, the joy will just come from everywhere. Just the rivers of water, not allowing, giving no room for the place of inward witness. Hallelujah. Spring of water. No room for inward witness. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Emotions. Facts. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can't have an emotion when there's no facts to it. When there's no fact it is exposed to. The same way too. The inward witness will react to fact it is exposed to or exposed to it. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following that? The inward witness to react to fact exposed to it. Is it that before the fact was exposed, it is not known by the spirit, it is known. Do you understand me? It is. But you know, you have to bring those facts so that it will react to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the inward witness will be seen only when a fact is exposed to it. You have to expose the facts to the spirit to receive guidance. That's what I have here. And these facts could include people, events, and things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll give two examples. I'll start with the example that Pastor Shebu gave. And then I'll give you an example for myself. Pastor Shebu said, there was a time he was going to preach in Atibadon. Listen to this. He was in Ibadan. That was around 2001. Look at me, I'm saying that. And he was coming to Lagos to preach. Then there's Andy. Now he was coming to Lagos to preach. Now, people, those ahead of him, now he has some of his ministry team has carried his suit, they've carried his suit and his Bible, and they've gone ahead of him. You understand me? Hallelujah. But he stayed behind. He was trying to get something. And when it was time to go, when it was time for him to leave, he just sensed in his spirit that he should carry an extra tie. You know, it was like, why tie? Do you understand? You remember it's not, you know, you can't trace it to anything. Why tie? You see, he had that impression in his heart to go carry an extra tie and an extra Bible. But naturally, some people have gone with this Bible, gone with this suit, this tie. Do you understand? But you know, he said he just flowed and carried the extra Bible, carried the extra tie. And as he went out, you know, he was still going, you know, he was feeding his mind with the fact that what? This meeting is going to be glorious. You know, that was what he was just saying. He was exposing his mind to what he was going to do in Lagos. Hallelujah. That is the fact. It's going to be this one. So this meeting is going to be glorious. Men are going to be saved. You understand? He kept saying those words. He was not watching manual and letter. No, he wasn't. Hallelujah. He was not feeling his mind on red devils. He was a minister for the Lord. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Devils are never champions. Glory to God. So he, now as he did that, he said when he came out for University of Ibadan, he said he saw a bus, and you know, he had by revelation, he knew that that was the bus he needed to go with to Lagos. And as he went to the bus, he said the bus passed a route that even to date, at the time of the message, that he does not know the route, but he knew that he arrived Lagos, and he went for the meeting. Hallelujah. But that there was a very heavy traffic on what? Lagos Ibadan Expressway. See, after the time he was done preaching, that was when his suit and his Bible arrived. Hallelujah. And when the suit and the Bible arrived, when he was done preaching. Imagine he didn't expose that information to the Spirit. Are you hearing me? So he followed the inward witness. He followed the inward witness. Hallelujah. There's something I'm going to say along that line, and I'm going to bring our back mind back to what I just said now concerning this story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also in 2007, I could remember I was going for a youth convention, a youth conference hosted by Christ Embassy, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. So in the morning, that morning, I was with one of our brothers, a brother in ministry, that is a Pastor Soji. Treasure. Or more. Hallelujah. So, I was with Pastor Soji that morning, and we had a long discussion on how the meeting was going to be. Hallelujah. He gave me a lot of words. You know? Because we had that meeting. Hallelujah. We had that meeting up here. You know, I was a Sunday at first. I came to meet him. So we were talking about the meeting. How glorious it was going to be. So he said he had some visions. He had some visions or revelations. He shared with me from Zechariah. No, we just exalted ourselves. And I came and I was going home. I fasted that day because of that meeting. So before the time for the meeting, I was just praying concerning the meeting. I'm ready to receive. I said, go. No, I will just keep praying. And I told him that we are living by faith. Like we are to leave the base by faith. That I will come to this place. I told him I will come to your house. I will come to your house so that we will go. But on my way going to this place, you know, I kept praying in tongues. I got in between another outer gate, that outer gate route, just to cross from T, you know, one place is base, another place is back. Cross from T to S. Hallelujah. I'm about to cross. You know, I just had this strong impression in my heart not to go to his house. Very strong impression in my heart not to go to his place. You know, it was so strong, I couldn't explain it then, but today I can. Hallelujah. I couldn't explain it then. It was more or less like a magnet. I felt compelled not to go there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you know, I wasn't feeling too happy because I told him I was coming. Hallelujah. But I just turned and I went down to PWD and I found my way to Membo National Stadium. But I wasn't happy because I told him I was coming to call him. So I was looking out for him. I tried calling his number, I was switched off. I was looking out for him there. But I didn't see him. Hallelujah. So the next day I went to meet him and I told him, I'm so sorry I didn't come. I was trying to explain, then he told me, thank God you did not come. He said, that day, the father sat him at home and told him he was going nowhere. I hear him. So had he been had come, the father might have even, you know, the father knows my dad. So maybe the father might have instigated and I wouldn't have gone anywhere. Do you understand? I wouldn't have gone anywhere. Glory to God. And I was glad I didn't. But you know, I wouldn't have known if I didn't expose that fact to my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the way we are led is from within. You know, that strong impression. That strong impression is the leading. Hallelujah. So, the inward witness is a strong impression creating words. It might not be, you see, you will not have it as words literally as I'm speaking to you like this. You understand? It will not be literal. No, it will not. Most often than none, you will not hear anything. But you will have impressions. Hallelujah. Remember I was saying, these are expressions. Hallelujah. These are expressions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And most times, if you stay meditating on it, it eventually will flow out revelation gift. It will eventually flow out revelation gift. Some facts will be revealed. In fact, facts will be revealed. Hallelujah. Just like, remember I said I'm going to take us back to Pastor Shego's story. Just like the time, or just like Pastor Shego. Remember when he had those things, when he had that impression to carry this and carry Bible, as soon as he came out of the gate of Unibadon, he said by revelation he knew the bus to follow. Do you understand me? He just knew by revelation that he was to enter a red bus. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. He knew by revelation that it was going to be a red box. Hallelujah. It was going to be a red box. So if you stay on it, you stay meditating, do you understand me? Revelation will flow from there. You will just know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something will be revealed. Something will be uttered. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I remember the program, a meeting we once had, December. And, you know, like as I said then, I might not be able to say this is the inward witness, but you know, that's how we have been led primarily. Today, if I look back, I say, wow, that's how we've been led all these years. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're to have this meeting, you know, and whenever we have meetings like that, whenever we have meetings, there's something that I usually do. First of all, I'll take up a fast personally. And on the day of that meeting, if you are with me around me within that period, in the morning time, or sometimes at night, how is that meeting will be on my mouth all day? Just hear me talk about it. So as we are to prepare for the meeting, on coming for the meeting, you know, I had a strong impression of something that was going to happen. And you know, as I prayed more in tongues, I said it during the meeting, and in that meeting, you know, as we went further to have the meeting, some facts were revealed, and during the meeting I said it, and those people came out. Those facts were revealed before I got to the meeting. Hallelujah. Before I got to the meeting, but you know, I had that impression of something like this is going to happen. I am glory to God. Mm-hmm. We're to have, I am Brother Jim, we were to go to the hospital one time to go lay hands on some people. We call it atmosphere for liberation. Hallelujah. So we're going to disturb. We're going for that assignment that day. I prayed well. So we're going. So you were sharing some things that went to certain lines with me. We're just sharing. You know, my mind was just there. I knew something was going to happen. But I couldn't just place it. I knew I was going to meet a special case. You know, as we spoke in tongues, the moment we entered into the hospital, I told him, we're going to meet somebody that is going to be putting on blue. Revelation has come. You know, but there was this strong impression of somebody I'm going to meet, that I'm going to minister to. You understand? And I said, no. You know, it's just very practical to say somebody's going to be wearing blue and you're going into Naff Hospital. You understand? You're going to Naff Hospital where everything you expect to see will be blue. But funny enough, they were not putting on blue. They were all wearing white. So, the mom and see, we went around the hospital. Nobody was on blue. We saw children, people that just put to bed, we saw children, we prayed for them. You know what? You know, there was just this strong impression that I have not still met the person. So we are all leaving, we are all leaving. Then I turned to someone, that will be a nurse there. I guess she just closed. And I said, ma, is there a new place? Tell us, is there any room also in this world? Is there any place in this world? No, in the world there. And he said, there's a last word there. There's a last word. They call it dejected room. That was the first time I'm hearing a place called dejected world. He said, those are words for critical condition. I said, let's go there, brother. And as we entered there, lo and behold, that was the only person wearing blue in the whole of the hospital. And when I saw her, I knew this is the person I'm going to see. Hallelujah. And when we got there, the woman was, she had defecated on herself. She was using her hand to play with the feces. Sense gone, everything gone. As we got there, the husband was crying. They just got married. And the woman was diagnosed with a very critical illness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, those are conditions where you see, you just be. But you know, because of the fact that we've had that inward witness, you know, the joy that we had, that we've seen the woman, overwhelmed every other thing. The last thing, we were in a search. Glory to God. And immediately, we didn't even wait for the husband to start explaining what, we don't need explanation. I will lay hands. Glory to God. Explain what? There was no time for explanation. We lay hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you stay long, things will be revealed. Much more. Hallelujah. Things will be revealed. But you know, the inward witness will have, you know, you will have had that impression. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Impression. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I have a whole lot to say. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 You know, the inward witness expresses itself to facts exposed to it. You have to expose this fact to it. Hallelujah. And that's why when you go out for meetings, most times when you go out from where you have to go out, just, you know, it's just very simple. Hallelujah. My day is blessed. Just my day is blessed. You know, it's as simple as that, but you're exposing your day to the inward witness. Hallelujah. My day is blessed. I go to the right places today. Even if you don't know where you'll be going to. Glory to God. I go to the right place. I speak the right words today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just, you know, hallelujah. I'm well led. I'm well led. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times people seek to hear God. And they put their mind on the spectacular. We are simply just like Elijah, looking for God in the earthquake. See, God was not there. He looked for God in the rocks. God was not there. He said he was in a small, still voice. Hallelujah. God would, you know, most of people put their mind in the spectacular. Hallelujah. They try to look for God in the spectacular. No. We are led to be from within. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So how does the Spirit express itself? How does the Spirit express itself? What are the actions of the Spirit? 1 Corinthians 14:14. It says, if I pray in tongues, say my spirit prayer. Say, but my understanding is unfruitful. So what is it there? If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is not fruitful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So,
Paul shows us in 1 Corinthians 14 that our spirit talks. The spirit talks. The spirit sings. Hallelujah. Our spirit talks. The spirit sings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:3. The spirit rejoices. Glory to God. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus. We have no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. The spirit rejoices. Colossians 2:5. Our spirit is steadfast. Steadfast. Colossians 2:5. The spirit is steadfast. I said, though I'm absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in the spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Our spirit is steadfast. Steadfast. Tenacious. Hallelujah. Irrespective of situations. Hallelujah. Irrespective of strength. The spirit is steadfast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, fear is not part of the expressions of the spirit. Fear is not part of it. Hallelujah. Say, no, there's just this godly fear. You're not aware. The fear just comes from my mind. Pity is not the expression of the spirit. We're never taught that. Hallelujah. Pity is not. I just felt pity from the spirit. You're not well. So I'll stop that. Hallelujah. Pity is never God's will, nor inward witness. That's what I have here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the primary way we have been led. The spirit reacts to facts it is exposed to. And he reacts to it with expressions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you get that? So, when facts are revealed, the inward witness will react to it via expressions, either to approve or to reject, to endorse, do you understand me, or to refute. Hallelujah. Are you following that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the primary way we are led, via expressions. Look at Acts 16 verse 18. Look at Paul, Acts 16:18. It says, he's talking about the lady, the little damsel that followed Paul. Remember, the lady was possessed with the spirit of divination. Look at verse 18. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And she came out, and he came out that very hour. Look at Paul. You know, the word annoyed is used. That is the word distressed. Distressed. That is how does the spirit react, or the spirit expressions. Hallelujah. Distressed, annoyed. You feel that. Hallelujah. From the spirit. Now remember, this lady has been following them for days. Not like on the very first spot. Paul just said, no. Do you understand? In fact, he went about, look at verse 17. He followed Paul and us and cried out saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the ways of salvation. She was saying it. She was doing her part. Hallelujah. She was, you know, some people, if you don't follow the inward witness, you wouldn't be able to discover that one. If you don't expose that part to the inward witness, you think that one is working with us. Ah! This is the vessel of the Lord. Somebody that has. Yes, sir. Yes, now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wrote something. I said the movement, Paul exposes that fact to the inward witness. Paul knew. Paul knew. Hallelujah. Paul knew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He exposed that fact, and that was the reaction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Remember, remember the revelation gift flowed too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was an operation. Paul showed us that what? I mean, Luke showed us that Paul was annoyed in the spirit. That is what? The spirit's reaction to fact exposed to it. Hallelujah. And by revelation, Paul knew, right? By that is what discerning of spirit, he knew that this is not of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Did you get that? So you will always have most times, you know, if you just stay at it, you would see. Hallelujah. You would see it will flow out revelation gift also. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at chapter 17, verse 16. Chapter 17, verse 16. Look at what Paul said. Now, while Paul waited for them in Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw the city was given over to idols. His spirit was provoked within him. When he saw that the city was given out to idols, his spirit was provoked. That is the word stirred. In the Greek, it's called paroxuno. He was stirred. It's similar to the word used by Peter in 2 Peter 2 verse 8. That is the word to be vexed. Similar. Hallelujah. Provoked. Vexed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you watch, what we've seen thus far, the spirit is reacting to something. Right? The spirit is reacting to something. Reacting to something. It could be negative. It could be positive. It could be negative. Meaning the reaction could be a negative reaction or a positive reaction. Hallelujah. 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 And you know, people can easily miss it. Like this. You know, people are good to know the positive part. Do you understand? You know, some people miss it. That if it is the inward witness, then it will lead you to nice things. It will lead you to go and play lottery and you get visa to Canada. From there you will ride on snow and have a donkey and die in a foreign land. They say, you know, it's the leading of the spirit. You're not well. nice things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some people think like that. They say, if it is lottery, let me go and play the lottery. If I win, then I know it's the will of God. Some people say that carelessly. Even some believers say, "If I'll go and play lottery. If I win, it's God's will." If I don't win, I know it's not God's will. Let me do $100. I didn't say a name. If I win, it's God's will. If I don't win, it's not God's will. Easy. Eh? Hallelujah. Glory to God. No. You don't know God's way that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people say, marriage is good. So let me just get married. It's God's way. Yes, so some people are like that. So if a lady is not married, she's not in God's way. No way. Never talk like that. Hallelujah. Never talk like that. Never. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I'm going off my books now. You know that, let's just talk about marriage a bit. Let's talk about marriage a bit. Let's talk about marriage. Glory to God.
You know, I said it last week that a believer must not be found marrying an unbeliever, right? It doesn't flow. It cannot happen. It shouldn't happen. Hallelujah. You know, it's good to get married to a believer, right? It's good to get married to a believer. But you know, you can't get married to unbelievers. There are some believers, according to Pastor Shekou, that will become, who was believer, was a believer. There are some pastors, they will become ex-pastors. Hallelujah. I've seen one before, an ex-pastor. If I want to tell you, say, see, let me tell you what I, this thing you are doing, I've done it in the university. I've seen one, ex-pastor. So you don't get married to an ex-pastor. You have to become the wife of an ex-pastor. Is he a Christian? Yes, he was. Glory to God. You know, even as regards marriage, yes, it's good to marry a Christian. Yes, it's good. Very good. In fact, it's gooder. It's gooder to marry somebody you are in the same church with. That you know, you learn the same thing. It's better. Hope you know that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Aha. But you know that even in that choice of marriage, you still have to, you know, expose it to the inward witness. There's no decision. See, you see, when we begin to discuss about how to keep the devil far from you, you discover that God is not just interested in your Christian life alone. You know, you say, no, God is all about my Christian life. Every life that's not my Christian life doesn't concern God. You're nowhere. So God is interested in everything that about you, the totality of you, all your decisions. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Aha. So there's no room for head knowledge. There's no room. Don't give a room for head knowledge. You expose it. Hallelujah. Just make that fact available. Hallelujah. And watch from within. Look from within. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you end up with the right person. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aha. Glory. 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 Amen. Amen. And people don't like talking about marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as regards decision that has to do with even where to walk. Do you understand? Even where to walk. Even, see. Even the kind of job to do. Are you following me? Like as I said, some people have collected offer letters for jobs. And in that offer letter, what they signed is that no more church. No more serving God. You don't know. But it will not be written in the offer letter expressly. It wouldn't. You wouldn't see it expressly written there. In the offer letter. There are no more serving God. You wouldn't see it. But when you pick up the job, when you now enter the job, you now start seeing. You will now start seeing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Shegu gave an example of a sister who got a job. Good pay. Good pay. Lovely pay. And I guess it was a marketing job. I guess. And one day, one of the clients wanted her to come to the hotel to come and get check. And was saying some funny things. Hallelujah. And I then went to meet the boss. Imagine what this guy is telling me. He was like, eh? You better go and do it too. Hallelujah. And that is when the sisters began to remember in him reality. You are giving your body to idols, to the flesh, and then you are not remembering the him realities. You know I'm washed.
I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you are doing wrong things. Hallelujah.
But you could have saved yourself before you even signed the letter. Before you even signed the letter. Hallelujah. So people that are even wise, even when, you see, let me just say this, but we'll get to talk about it in years to come. Hallelujah. Even when they've received an inward witness, they'll still subject it to their pastor. They'll still subject it to somebody higher than them spiritually. And say, what do you think, sir? Hallelujah. No rush. Hallelujah. No rush. No need to rush about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every decision you make, every decision you want to make, you can make the right decision. You can make the right decision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kenehagin said, the Lord told him that, you know, if you follow my leading, you will become very successful, you will become very rich. Even when you have to do with your finances too, taking decisions on your business, on the next step to take, you can rely on the inward witness. You can rely on the inward witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, you know, there's a lot to talk about. Okay. We are on, where were we? Let me get back to my book. There's a lot to talk about. Some people think you'll be led to nice places, right? Led to nice places. So if it is a good place, is the leading of God. It's God's leading. If it's a wrong place, it's not God's leading. No, that's not how you know God. People can miss God that way. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can be led into wrong places. What is important is that you are following God's plan and purpose of your life. You understand? Aha. Glory to God. You know, I heard this from Pastor Shemi, and I believe it's useful here. You could have the leading of the Spirit to do something that might not even turn out to be good. It might not turn out to be good, but it's the leading of the Spirit. Sometimes you'll be led in such a way that you would see, you know, it's not all the time that, you know, when the leading has come will mean that maybe something wrong that wants to happen and then you are led. It's not all the time that when that leading comes that thing that was supposed to happen will no longer happen. Sometimes it still happens now, you would see. Do you understand? So there's no stereotype way to know this is the leading. You cannot be stereotyped. So when he's leading me to Osapa, London, there is not the Holy Ghost. You know what Osapa, London is? If you don't know. There's Osapa, London in Lagos. And there's London in London. Hallelujah. When it's leading you to Uganda, it's not the Holy Ghost. When it is leading you to Poland, it's the Holy Ghost. Because you are flying overseas. The other one, you go from desert. You see yourself? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The man of God once told me that I would take you to Uganda. I was like, Yoga? You are going to UK. Take you to Uganda. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm just joking around that. But you know, he's taking me to Uganda. In my mind, I was like, this man of God is not a good man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord is leading you to go and preach in Aso Rock, he's the leading. When he's leading you to go to blind center, he's not the leading. You see where the problem is? Hallelujah. Or it's leading you to go talk to those smoking it, but you say, Lord, speak again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus was led to the wilderness to be tempted. Via the inward witness, he was led to the wilderness to be tempted. And I say, what is vital is that you are in God's will for your life. That is the most important thing. Very, very important. Look at Acts 20:23. Look at what Paul said. We've read that earlier. Let's look at Paul again. Paul says, except that the Holy Ghost, 2022,
Now see, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me, except that the Holy Ghost testify in every city, saying that chains and tribulation await me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Paul said, I go bound. That is the word compelled.
To be fired up. To be committed to go. Paul said, I go committed. I go compelled
to stay committed.
So Paul is saying, he's compelled to go. To go to where? To Jerusalem. To go to Jerusalem. Remember that the fact has been revealed via utterance that what chains await him, right? Chains await him. But yet he said, I go compelled. I go compelled. Did those things happen? They happened. But why? But what happened? Paul fulfilled his ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Paul fulfilled his ministry. He was in God's will for his life. Hallelujah. He was in God's will for his life. Hallelujah. Yet he was compared by the Holy Ghost to go. Look at what I have here. I say, so when an utterance is given, I must rely on the inward witness, on the actions to take. When an utterance is given concerning a fact, I must rely on the inward witness. Sometimes what the inward witness, what you have might be a restraining force to wait. Do you understand? To wait. You know, Kenneth Hagin said, the Lord told him, the things I want you to do 20 years after, I will show you now. Do you understand? I will tell you now. Are you following that? So, now imagine, you now hear it now, and you jump into it now. You'll have missed it. Do you understand? Are you following? You'll have missed it. You'll have missed it. There are some things, there were things years back that we know we received utterance to do, but we were too quick in doing them. We were too quick. We were just too quick. Like Rema Daily Devotional, we were too quick. When we led to, we were led, but we were too quick. Hallelujah. We were too quick. We were. Hallelujah. We just jumped at it because we got the utterance. We just jumped at it. But are we in it now? Because we were too quick. Hallelujah. Sometimes the facts will be revealed about things that will happen in the next 5 years. Next 10 years. Do you understand? But if you don't follow the inward witness, you might jump at it. You might jump at it and miss it all through. You might jump at it and miss it all through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. 27. Acts 27. Acts 27 verse 10. Yes, Paul. See, you know, I'll start from verse 9. He said, now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them. See, so he says, men and brethren, he said, and say, men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargoes and sheep, but also of our lives. Paul used the word I perceive. You could perceive. Now this perception has nothing to do with smelling, with your senses, with your five senses. No. Hallelujah. It's not the perception with your nose. No. Hallelujah. But rather the reaction of the spirit. That I perceive. I see. I'm aware. You know, it's just like an awareness of something. Hallelujah. We could receive the inward witness, the expression of the spirit, like a perception. Hallelujah. At the point, you know, we also have Paul use it for, he perceived that somebody who had the faith to be healed.
Hallelujah. He perceived. He was aware this one has still to be healed. How would you know? It's by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's inward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, yeah, Paul was a bit too quick. That's like what we're talking about. Paul was a bit too quick. Too quick to speak. So he had to correct himself later. Hallelujah. But he was a bit too quick to speak. Remember he said, he perceived that this world would be of danger. Not just of the sheep, but also of our own lives. But eventually they didn't lose their lives. They didn't lose their life. But was too quick, a bit too quick to speak. Hallelujah. But later he corrected himself. Hallelujah. You understand me? Corrected himself. But he was a bit too quick to speak. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll see this shortly. But why is it that, you know, Paul had the perception that there will be danger. Because he was aware that there was going to be an impending danger on the voyage. Hallelujah. But you know, he now went ahead to speak. Hallelujah. What happened there is just the fact that the inward witness, and we need to understand it, the inward witness does not reveal facts. So the perception that there will be a danger was what he saw. Does not reveal facts, but rather it reacts to it. It reacts to facts. Yes, Andy. It reacts to facts, either to endorse or to disagree. Now, another thing we have to consider is the fact that you can have the inward witness. You can have the inward witness. You can know the inward witness. You can perceive, bound, compelled, everything, and yet not to follow the inward witness. I hope you know that. You can. You can have all the expressions, and yet not follow it. You can. Hallelujah. So that is why in following the leading of the Spirit, our will is involved. In following it. This is the main reason why a believer should not be a strong-willed person. A believer should not be a strong-willed person. I used to remember years ago, I would tell a friend of mine, Pastor Tunde, you know, we'll have discussion along this line, and then we'll say things like, if after 10 years of working in ministry, and we discover that we've made mistakes, we should be able to readjust. You know, those words helped me. Those words were helpful in ministry. That a believer can be going wrong. And we heard that because of, you know, there was a story, there was in one of Pastor in Kinehagin's book, one of his books, he wrote that the Holy Ghost told him that he was walking out, that he had walked out of his will. He had walked out of God's will, God's plan for his life for 15 years. And yet he was doing ministry. He was doing ministry and he was out of God's will for 15 years. And he was doing ministry. He had members. You understand? So can you now see? Miracle signs and wonders are not a sign, are not a proof that one is in God's will. Are you hearing me? It's not a proof. Those things were happening not in ministry. But the Lord told him he had been off for 15 years. You know, that thing struck our heart. And then we said to ourselves, if we discover that we'll be walking out of God's will, we'll be ready to adjust. Not a strong-willed person. A strong-willed person is the one that will put his emotion and his reputation above the world. Are you hearing me? Then what will men say? Are you okay? You forget the fact that you stand in front of the crowd of one. and you give account of what you've done. We are going back to the master. We'll give account of what we've done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a believer must not be a strong weak person. So you know me, I'm a strong weak person. You know, some people now give themselves names. See, today, those are part of some of the informations I don't want to know. I will never allow my mind to know. Things like, you know, I'm a octopus. Is it octopus? What do they call it? I'm a sandwich. Is it sandwin or sadwin?
Melanchthon.
I mean melanchthon. See, today.
Sanguine.
See, today. There was a day I wanted to quickly check that beginning of all those things on Wikipedia. I just said no. Is it composite? I'm none of it. I'm none of it. I'm a sandwin. Very soon you'll be geisha. You know my kind of person. We are self-willed. You know, when you are a sandin, you'll be self-willed. When you are a milakoni or what is it? I want to know. See, to the point that I don't want to know the name. I don't want to know the pronunciation. My mind must not know. Do you understand? So I want the information. I want to feed myself with. You say, you know, we that are born, you know, so someone once said, if you are born in June, you will be stubborn. Stubborn people are born in June. The Lord bless you. I don't want to know. These are my information I want to feed my mind on. Hallelujah. And some people like horoscope more than the way they like the word. Horoscope. You see horror in your life. Hallelujah. Don't be strong-willed. Hallelujah. Don't be strong in following the leading of the Spirit. In following the leading of the Spirit, don't be strong with. No, don't be. Don't be. Because a strong-willed man will not listen to the Spirit's rebuke. He will want to justify all his actions.
Even the Lord knows now. The Lord knows my heart. I have a good heart. No way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there are some people who think they cannot be rebuked by the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Ghost does not rebuke. He does. Mark 16 should have shown you. Jesus rebuked or braided them for their unbelief. He does. So the Holy Ghost, when you do wrong, the Holy Ghost will tell you, my son, don't worry, I love you. He does. He will rebuke you. Hallelujah. He does. Hallelujah. And you know, it's not all the time that the decision, the inward witness, or the leading of the Spirit does not necessarily have to go with what you like. It does not go with what you like. Hallelujah. It doesn't go with what you like. Because it's not what you like. If you say, no, it's my mind. It's my mind, not the Spirit, it's my mind. I know the Spirit, and the Spirit knows me. You need to see a doctor. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Jesus was led by the Holy Ghost to the cross. You think he enjoyed being flogged? In Gethsemane, he cried. Say, Lord, my will, but let your will be done. He was in agony. That is the expression of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you see, the Holy Ghost will not lead you to nice places all the time. Hallelujah. And then he will lead you to Medjugorje, Boko Haram. You go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes now. He led Paul to Jerusalem where he was bound, eventually killed. Yes.
he led him. But Paul said he has fought the good fight. Meaning he was in God's will, not true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Because something wrong happened to a believer. You say
he was not following God's will. It was God's will. He wouldn't have gone through that route. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, I'm not strong-willed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not strong-willed. You know, the Holy Ghost, the inward witness works with our will. Works with our will. You need your will to follow the leading. So when you are strong-willed, you can't follow the leading. Do you understand? When you are strong-willed, you can't follow. You can't. It's just like, you know, it's just like a child. When a child is crying and you use hand to cover the mouth. Use hand to cover the mouth. When you use something to cover the mouth of the child and you walk away, you know after a while you will not hear the child again. After a while you will not hear the child again. You will not hear the cry of the child again. Hallelujah. Because you walked away, you've covered the mouth and you walked away. After a while you will not hear the cry. It's the same with the Holy Ghost. It's the same rather with the inward witness. Hallelujah. You can move away from the witness. You can move away. Till you will not hear the word again. It's not that the spirit stopped, but you are no longer paying attention. Are you hearing me? You're no longer paying attention. You've walked away. Hallelujah. Now sometimes you'll be led to leave a good paying job to a lower paying job. You are led. So because the pay is big, then it's leading of the spirit. It's not always like that, bro. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are times you might be led to even leave working for people and start up a business, maybe a kerosene business. And the profit you'll be getting per month might just be 100 naira. But you are led that way. You are led that way. You just say, no, it's my mind. This my mind is nonsense. This my mind is not, it's not thinking well. No. You understand? Glory to God. When you are being led and you are not using, you know, when you are being led and you are not using some other things, you say, no, it can't be the leader. Can't be the leader. You stay in it, bro. You begin to backslide. Yes, you begin to backslide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, you can be led to even marry that brother in church that is cleaning the toilet. Yes, now. I don't have a job yet. He's cleaning toilet. You can be led to marry that one. And to leave the one that is driving a G-Wagon. And you say it's not leading, it's the leading of the spirit, bro. You understand? We walk by faith and not by sight. You follow the leading. Glory to God. Glory to God. You do. You know why I'm hammering on things like this? Because some of us are already used to the nice part. Some people are used to the nice part. Hallelujah. If it is a laptop, it's God's will. If it is a G-Wagon, it's God's will. If it is a good house, it's God's will. It's God's will. If it's to move from Shogunle to Lekki, it's God's will. If it's to get a good job on the island, it's God's will. But if it's to move from Shogunle to Ajegunle to AJCC, it's not God's will. You see how you measure God's will? OT backslide. You have backslide. In fact, you have backflipped. You have back row. Yes, now. You are led that way. Hallelujah. Moving from 2-bedroom flat to 4-bedroom flat, God's will. Moving from 2-bedroom flat to sharing kitchen and toilet, not God's will. You know, God can't believe me this way. I am not a leader of God. You see, I heard the story of a missionary who said the Lord asked him to resign from his job, himself and his wife. They resigned from their job, good job, and they left their city to a place in Africa, and they are there doing missionary work. You know, it takes one who is following the inward witness. Who knows his inward witness? Some people say, Lord, speak again. Speak again. If it is the Lord, let this happen. You begin to bring afflictions. But they left comfort. They left comfort. That's how God leads us. Hallelujah. Most times it will not be nice. And that doesn't mean all the unnice things are the leading. Do you understand? But you must understand how the Holy Ghost leads us from within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How he leads us from within. That is how he leads us from within. He leads us from within. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember at the start of this teaching, I told us, if you know how the Holy Ghost leads us, learn to honor that way, right? I told us that, right? You honor how he leads us. You honor it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I was placed premium in following the leading of the Spirit. I was placed premium in following the leading of the Spirit above sense knowledge, above experience. You know, a lot of people have issues with experience. Hallelujah. You can be led to pick up a job that somebody close to you did, and the person said, but you can be led to pick up a job, pick up that kind of job. Hallelujah. So you must value the inward witness above experience, because you have an experience, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can be led that way. We can be led that way. We can be led that way. You know, the all of God is in our spirit. All the leadings of God is in our spirit. All. Your experience does not know tomorrow, but the Holy Ghost knows. You understand? The experience does not know the next 10 years, but the Holy Ghost knows. The Holy Ghost knows. Hallelujah. So why not rely? Rely on Him. Rely on the inward witness much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be ready to, you know, to also keep you safe. Just be ready to share with somebody higher than you in faith. Especially your pastor. That's why he's your pastor. Hallelujah. Share with him. Share with him. You will not run into trouble. Share with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because many a time, sometimes, some people run into their minds. No? You know, you might, a fact will be revealed to you. But because you've not trained yourself well enough. I don't want to use that word, you've not trained yourself well enough. You know, sometimes facts can be revealed. And because that fact revealed is good, you know, you just shut your mind off the inward witness. You know, you can switch it off. You just switch your mind off. You don't want to hear anything. Hallelujah. All your utterances will not be tilted towards that thing. You know. Hallelujah. And some people will not switch. God said. You know, I told you at the end of this meeting, you will learn how to use that word. You will use that word God said lesser. Hallelujah. You use it lesser. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you begin to look at this, how we are led. Expressions. I perceive. Hallelujah. You perceive. Glory to God. You perceive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like as I was saying, some people can shut it off. Can shut it off because it's nice to them. So that's why you need a pastor. You need your pastor. Hallelujah. You need your pastor. Spirit-filled pastor. Spirit-filled pastor. A pastor that is yielding to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I know what I mean by that. I know what I mean by that. I know what I mean by that. That will give you guidance. And you must also be ready to listen. Because obedience is very key in following the leading of the Spirit. Obedience is key. Obedience is key. In fact, you must be obedient.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter the cost.
No matter the cost. You know, some people are just like Lot's wife. Some people are like Lot's wife. You see, when it has to do with obedience, there must be a cost to it sometimes. There will be costs to it sometimes. But some people are just like Lot's wife. They begin to remember what they've left in Sodom. What they've left in Sodom. What they've left in Sodom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What they've left in Sodom. No, 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 not that way. Hallelujah. No matter the cost, I will obey. Just like Paul said. He said, I am not. Now it's Acts 26. They are not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Hallelujah. I'm not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I obey God. And I damn the consequences. I obey God. I obey God. And I damn the consequences. You know, I've been saying that to myself since Monday. I obey God. And I damn the consequences. I obey God. And I damn the consequences. I obey God. I obey God much more. I obey God. I listen to the inward witness. I follow it. I obey it. I damn the consequences. I damn the consequences. I damn the consequences. Because what is important is that I'm in God's will. You know that? I'm in God. That's what is important. That should be what will matter to you going forward. You can say that to yourself. What is important to me is to be in God's will. It doesn't matter what I have in the end. It doesn't matter what I don't have. As long as I'm in God's will, I'm satisfied. As long as I'm in God's will, I'm okay. I'm in God's will. I'm in God's will. I'm in God's will. Do you understand? I am. And that is what I care for. That's what I care for. That's what we care for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm obedient to the leading of the Spirit. I follow it. I follow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we come to the end of this teaching, as we come to this four-week teaching, you know, much more. You know, you don't need to wait to have an issue or when there's a decision to make before you listen to the inward witness. No, just expose every fact to the inward witness. You know, we can expose all facts to the inward witness and allow him to guide us in every step. Hallelujah. And then just saying to yourself, I have a blessed day, I meet the right people. Hallelujah. Just saying that to yourself. I bless lives. I bless lives today. I'm going the right way. Ah, my day. My day is according to God's pattern. My day is according to God's pattern. Just saying that to yourself alone. Hallelujah. You are exposing that fact of your day to the inward witness. My day is according to God's pattern. I walk in God's will for today. I walk in God's plan and purposes for my life for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, you learn to speak in tongues much more. Hallelujah. You learn to speak in tongues much more. You know, let me tell you something. A man who speaks in tongues much more. A man who speaks in tongues much more. He is in tune with the expressions of the Spirit much more. Are you hearing me? A man who speaks in tongues much more is not hostile to the leading of the Spirit. He's not. Hallelujah. 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 A man who prays in tongues much more can, you see, it's hard for that man to be rebellious to the inward witness. Because you cannot be a man of, you see, it's just simple. When you see a believer who is strong-willed, look at that believer very well. The believer does not pray in tongues. Because when a man is found, when a man prays in tongues much more, that believer is not praying. Because in the place of prayer, your will is not found. Hallelujah. His will becomes your will. There's an exchange. Hallelujah. You've received his will. Are you following me? There's an instinct. You are walking in the spirit. A man who prays is not strong being. A man who prays, is not strong being. He's not, bro. He's not. that man will be obedient to the heavenly vision. He will be. He will be. Look at Paul. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8, I thank my God and pray in tongues more than you all. And yet that same Paul says, I am not disobedient to the heavenly call, to the heavenly vision. Bro, a man who prays in tongues much more will follow the leading way. He will stay, he will know, he will recognize it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will. I'm obedient much more. I don't have an obedience issue. I don't. Hallelujah. The believer doesn't. No. The believer doesn't have an obedience issue. I hope you know that. We don't have an obedience issue. We just obey. We just obey. And we align our minds to be obedient. I choose not more to obey. Hallelujah. You know, there is much more at the beginning of this. At the beginning of this teaching, I said something about much more on seeing and knowing. You know, as I completed my writing, as I was done writing, it was dawned in my spirit that a lot of things will be settled in that place. In that place for us. Hallelujah. In that place. Hallelujah. As we listen, as we pay attention much more to the leading of the Spirit, a whole lot will be revealed much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will know much more. Hallelujah. Concerning decisions to take. You don't just take decisions out of the blues. You don't just take decisions out of experiences. No, you take decisions that are Holy Ghost based. You take decisions that are in line with your plans, purpose and pursuit of God for your life. You take such decisions. Hallelujah. Let us pray in tongues. Let's pray in tongues.